Columbia Broadcasting System presents This Life is Mine, the story of people who seek each day to know themselves. For in today already walks tomorrow. The so-called suicide of the refugee actor Oscar Sané has been a violent shock to Eden Hastings and her young aviator husband, Bob. They are both fully convinced that Trené did not take his own life. The Viennese actor had known enough about André de Cuera's past to constitute a threat to this international criminal's ambitions to remain in the United States. However, Bob's involvement with de Cuera is even greater. He is determined to expose the man. Furthermore, his former wife, Lois Hastings, is now a business associate of de Cuera's and also the latter's fiancée. At this moment, Bob is at the phone trying to reach Lois. One, two, three, four, five. Well, five rings means home is where she ain't.
Well, you'd think the maid would be there.
Yeah.
Well, if we can think of good reasons for me to go over to the nightclub, she may be rehearsing there.
Lois hasn't been at the Casa Nueva in the past 24 hours.
Oh, perhaps she's had her telephone number changed.
She'd have let me know through Julia.
Oh, you're not afraid something's happened to her now?
There's always that possibility with de Cuera slinking around.
Well, she wouldn't have gone out of town.
Not without telling me. Lois is working on our side, but the angle is strictly personal gain.
You mean she's working against de Cuera?
Putting André where he belongs will mean big finances for her. Lois is Lois when it comes to money.
You don't really think she'll go through with her promise to marry him?
I think she's underestimating his cunning. I'm sure she'll have to marry him. See, maybe I dialed that number wrong.
But you couldn't. You've been trying it all morning.
Yeah. I wonder if she knows where de Cuera's set up shop for cutting his smuggled diamonds.
Who was it who told you he traded with the Germans?
Trené.
Oh. Do you think de Cuera's still trading with him?
I don't know. Depends on how much cash the Germans can hand over. The rat is no political ideologist. It's my guess he left Argentina because his contacts were growing less lucrative.
Hmm. Where are the diamonds be coming from?
South America. Some thriving diamond mines down there. But the standard blue whites come from Africa. Only 1,800 miles from Africa to South America, you know.
That's right. Now there's that doggone close. When the Germans held that car, they were planning to invade South America.
Yeah, they would have, too. Montgomery hadn't defeated Rommel.
Mm-hmm.
That desert victory might yet be proved the crucial battle of this war. What did you say just now about the Casa Nueva?
Well, if we could think of some good reason, I wouldn't be afraid to go over there and ask for Lois.
We might use that as a last resort. I think I'll switch to a civilian suit again.
Oh, now, Bob, you're not thinking of going over to the apartment.
Maybe.
That's my idea of inviting trouble.
Don't worry, baby. I won't be going alone.
No?
I'm going along with the little man who isn't there.
I'm not so sure you haven't been stringing me along, Captain Hastings.
No, why would I do that?
I've seen no sign of protection.
The first prerequisite of a secret agent is his invisibility. You know, like Harvey, the 6-foot rabbit, in that very good play. He's there if you can see him.
That's a smooth explanation, if I can believe it.
Agreed. Didn't we hold forth the other day on what a truthful character I am?
Mm-hmm. You interpret the truth according to what you consider are my needs.
Which only proves what a loving husband I am. Slip me a quick kiss.
Don't change the subject. Oh, what's the use of going over to her apartment? You won't pick up any information about Lois.
I'll feel greatly relieved to know she's all right. You see, Gorgeous, that gal is playing a far more dangerous game with de Cuera than I am. Or that she realizes.
But why can't someone else? Oh, look, I'd be perfectly willing to go.
Now, don't worry. It's perfectly safe for me to go anywhere. Haven't I been coming home every day, Mrs. Hastings? I'll call you in an hour.
Until quite recently, I'd considered Lois Hastings the most dangerous threat to my marriage. It had taken a long time for me to understand that Bob could never feel completely impersonal toward his former wife. That the consideration he gave her was no more than he would show any friend who got involved with as ruthless and dangerous a person as André de Cuera. Sitting about the apartment thinking about DeQuero wasn't good for my morale. So I went out. But I didn't get far because I met Don Paddington on his way over to see us.
Hey, your sister thinks a piece of information I've got it interests Bob. Why, I can't figure.
Oh, my husband has a finger in so many things. Amateur detective, the Air Force, rehabilitation work.
Nightclubs, too?
Well, there's one he's interested in.
Yeah, the Casanova, according to Jane. And that's the one...
Don, if you're looking for an introduction to Andre de Quera, I'll start looking for a psychiatrist.
Almost met him, Eden. Remember the day he bought... Hey, I just saw that jerk at the airport.
Mm-hmm. What airport?
LaGuardia, yeah, when I flew in from Boston yesterday.
Oh?
I recognized his voice with a foreign accent. I thought the guy looked familiar, but I couldn't tag a name on him.
Was he alone? Or was there a woman with him?
I'll say. What do you suppose brought him to my attention? A striking pin-up number was trying to make a phone call. Now, this jerk DeQuera, I'm pretty sure it was tossing her an argument about getting into their plane and forgetting her phone call, but she didn't hurry it too fast.
I bet that was Lois. Was she wearing a tawny-colored mink coat?
I don't know. My eyes never got... Well, Eden, I never noticed furs first. Whatever that babe was wearing, she looked good enough to eat.
Well, do you remember if her hair was long?
Yeah, down past the shoulders. Since I was standing right beside her, waiting to make a call, too, I... Naturally, I can tell you she uses that breathless, rapturous perfume.
Mm. How tall is she?
Oh, almost as tall as me.
And slender?
But shapely, shapely.
How could you see if you're wearing a mink coat? I'm sure it was Lois.
Hey, when she comes back, I'd like to be introduced.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. I wonder what this means. How did you happen to mention it to Jane?
Oh, I didn't. I just thought of it when you said the Quera's name.
Well, what did you tell my sister that brought you rushing over?
Oh, something else. Concerns the Casanova nightclub.
Oh?
I know, well, that is, I used to know somebody. Well, I found out she'd been working the floor show there.
Is this the girl, Don? The dancer?
Yeah. And I looked for her in every nightclub in New York. No wonder I couldn't find her. She's in a review that hasn't opened yet.
Well, how'd you finally locate her?
Well, your dad suggested I get in touch with the Stage Artists Federation and check there. It worked.
Are you glad you found her?
I don't know. I had one of my friends inquire. This kid knew her down in Florida, too. I was thinking of going to the Casanova opening night, and Jane said you and Bob were going, so, well, I thought maybe we'd make a party of it. That is, if...
I was hoping to change Bob's mind.
I hope you don't.
Generally do things the captain wants. I'm resigned to go.
As far as Terry's concerned, my being there is going to be strictly coincidence. If she sees me and happens to remember who I am, I'll talk.
I understand.
Think Bob's got enough pull to get us a table to dance for?
If it's to help you, I'm sure you'll get one. I'm glad you found her, Don.
That probably won't mean a thing. I'm not counting on it. When you haven't heard from a girl in 3 years, who knows? She might not even remember my name. Say, if you're going shopping, Eden, suppose I come along for company.
They shopped longer than an hour, but Bob still hadn't returned by the time they got back, and Don Paddington couldn't stay on. However, to Eden's great relief, her husband came in only a few minutes later. She quickly told him the news about DeQuera.
LaGuardia Airport? A man's opening a nightclub. Lois is the star of the review. Does it seem likely they'd be going out of town?
Well, you haven't been able to find Lois in New York.
I'd like to believe Don's right. It'd be a great relief, but Don's never even met DeQuera. He caught half a glimpse of him once.
One look at Andre DeQuera can leave a lifelong impression.
We think so, but then we're interested in the rat. I think I'll give Julian a ring. Knows out what news there is about Lois at the Casanova. Oh, better see who's at the door first, huh?
Well, Julian doesn't want to get involved with DeQuera anymore. He told you so, Bob. Here's your company for tea.
Well, hello, Mrs. and Mr. Lorimer. Who invited you?
My daughter, Eden. She still lives here, I presume.
Father! Well, how nice. Kate, you look wonderful.
Thanks, darling. I know we're early, but Edwin got cold.
I did not get cold, Minerve. You insisted I'd take cold if you didn't get cold and out quickly.
Well, how about some tea to warm you both up?
That's why they're here, baby.
Oh.
Oh, this must be the day I invited you.
You just remembered?
This proves you're absent-minded, darling. Your children have inherited it from you.
Must have. Why, Eden gets so absent-minded sometimes she forgets I'm home.
Why, you...
Think of something past, Eden. The Hastings are ganging up on us.
My husband will regret his libelous statement.
I'm ready to make amends. And the tea, too. What's the to it, anyway?
Oh, have you heard from Julian this afternoon?
I was just going to call him.
He has a piece of news about Mr. Trenet.
Say, the autopsy report should be ready by now.
That's it. They've confirmed your suspicions, Bob. Trenet was not a suicide. He died of asphyxiation.
That was it. Well, this time, when the evidence points to De Quera, he won't be dealing with the Germans, who sell criminals their police records for stipulated sums of cash.
Bob, Father, couldn't we talk about something else?
Yes, when we get together, we seem to talk of nothing but Andre De Quera. I'm determined to change the subject, even if we have to discuss the... bustle.
Look here, Redhead, we bustled about bustles all morning.
I hope you didn't let her buy one, Edwin.
Gad, we are talking about bustles.
Oh, more company?
Now, don't tell me I've asked more people to tea.
Wouldn't be surprised. Half a dozen friends as well as a bunch of relatives.
Well, I can't remember extending any other invitations.
But you didn't remember about tea right away.
Quiet, everyone, while I fling this door open and ask the crowd in. Hey, I could pretend nobody's home and I don't even live here.
Welcome. The telegraph, Captain Hastings. Sign here, please.
Oh. Here's a tip for you. Happy New Year.
Gee, I hope I come up here sometime again. Thanks.
I can explain this. Whoever was coming to tea is sending his regrets by telegram.
Well, I wish that whoever had sent a package of tea instead. I don't think I bought any when I shopped.
I'll drink anything. Just a few drops of... hot water, darling.
If you serve the drops in a brown cup, they'll look authentic.
Egad.
I can see Father getting ready to offer to take us out.
Well, I'll be...
Be good enough to read the telegram after that expression on your face, Robin.
The wire's from Lois. Listen. Got married today. You're so right, Robin. It's to the wrong man. Lois.
She did marry De Quera. And Don was right. He did see them at the airport.
Yeah. So it's Lois De Quera from now on.
For all a marriage ceremony means to her, this makes her fifth stop at the altar.
I knew she couldn't get out of it once she gave her word. I'm sorry De Quera got her. I revised my opinion. Even Lois is a doggone sight too good for that lout.
Richton and Lynn Stone are the authors of This Life is Mine, in which Gertrude Warner is featured as Eden and Michael Fitzmaurice as Bob. Your announcer is Harry Clark. This Life is Mine is directed by Mark Sloan. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. We'll be right back.